Stephan.com, S-T-E-P-H-A-N. Check it out, today's Doug Daily Poll. Today, what's the poll today there, Ken?
What do you think about allergy tattoos for children so schools know about their severe medical issues? A, it's a terrific idea. What a great way to keep our kids safe. B, it's an interesting idea, but I don't think I'd do it. C, why can't parents just contact the school? Do we really have to start branding our children? D, it's a ridiculous idea. My child doesn't need a warning label.
Now, I think this is a fascinating story. If you go to DougStephan.com, you'll see the story in the From Today's Show section, where a mother who originally was walking through theme parks with her kids, you know, they'd go to one of the big Six Flags or something like that, and would scribble on her kids' arms her cell phone number just in case they got separated. And then she started thinking about it later on when school time came around, how to alert the school that her kids had peanut allergies. And she would scribble peanut allergy on it. And then she started coming up with the temporary tattoo idea. So, I think it's a neat idea. And one of the things we talk about here on the show is all of these allergies and how has it become so dangerous for kids just to get a whiff of a peanut and what do you do about it? And I know some friends who have kids that are very allergic to it, and they're deathly afraid of their kids eating peanuts in school. So
they're not afraid of their kids. They're afraid of their kids eating
peanuts in school, right. And they do whatever they can. And in fact, one of them is our daughter's high school or kindergarten teacher.
Right.
And she freaks out over this. She is so overprotective. So I can absolutely see her putting a tattoo on her kid's arm on the first day of school saying, no peanuts.
Our poll today at DougStephan.com asked
which you, Ken just read.
He did? Oh,
yeah.
I was powdering my nose. I'm sorry about that.
Sure.
Also at DougStephan.com, the story of the first self-driving car being in production. Not an American brand either. Nissan says they're going to bring the auto... How do we pronounce this, Kenny? Autonomous. Autonomous?
Hey, like autonomous, yeah.
Autonomous.
Yeah,
the autonomous. Auto that drives itself, I suppose. Yeah, that makes sense. Auto. Well, that's why I put the emphasis on the auto rather than autonomous. By the end of this decade, anyway, the new car is going to be operational. So how do they put these cars on the road, and how are they controlled? What's the point of having a driverless car?
The point is that we don't have to pay attention anymore to the roads. We can sit there and text and talk and do whatever we want to do while the car does it for us. Mm-hmm. Yesterday I was driving in and I looked next to me in horror. A guy was driving a Lincoln, much like a car for hire.
Yeah.
You know, like we have the black sedan type things.
Right. Limo type car.
The guy is holding his large screen cell phone up in front of him, doing a video chat
with
the woman. I mean, I could see...
You knew that much? You could see that was going on?
Yeah, no, I could see who he was talking to.
Really?
And he's holding the thing up. Now, it was bumper-to-bumper traffic. We weren't doing over 10 miles an hour. But still, that is why they're making self-driving cars, is so that we can sit there and chit-chat and worry about our text messages and not have to do it. And then I had this conversation with my son last week. He's like, Dad, will we have cars that fly? And I'm like, no, but by the time you get your driver's license, I guarantee that you won't have to do everything I do to drive a car. It will be more hands-off.
Great.
I saw a video of a demo where they had one of these cars. The woman drives up at the mall and drives up to the main entrance, and she gets out and then the car goes and parks itself.
I saw that too. Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah. All right. That's that story. A lot of great stories at DougStephan.com every day get you to think about what's going on in this wonderful world we live in. Also, the video of the day today. And we can't, it doesn't make any sense to really play this, even though we could play some audio. What's been done very cleverly by a fan, a sort of homemade video of what the next Superman movie may look like with Ben Affleck as Batman and Bryan Cranston as Lex Luthor. It's very well done. You will enjoy it. You can check it out. Video of the day at DougStephan.com. Lisa Lano is going to talk to you about fakery. Fakers. Who is a faker? Is Richie a faker? Is Kenny a faker? Am I a faker? How to spot a faker in the Food for Thought department. Lisa Lano is our is the Good Day Psychic. I get paid by the word. Sometimes I try to. Hard to put them all together. Can't say that one together. The Good Day Psychic, Lisa Lano, up next here on Good Day.
Go on, sweetie, jump to Dad.
I'm not sure, Daddy. The water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay. Here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Let's get it started. Start school tech ready at OfficeMax. You can save $100 on all touchscreen laptops and tablets over $400. This great discount includes LoJack for laptops, anti-theft security for 90 days. Details in-store or at OfficeMax.com. Let's get it started. OfficeMax. The hot deals start here. Offer ends August 31st. Restrictions apply.
If you came to Sears, I'd enlighten you with this Samsung refrigerator with a sparkling water dispenser. Brings class into any home. Isn't that right, Lord Fountainshire?
The delicate balance of filtered water infused with pure carbon dioxide tantalizes your taste buds.
Just say yes next time. And say yes to savings this Labor Day at Sears. I'll save you up to 30% off all Kenmore and Samsung appliances, plus up to 15% off other appliance brands.
One appliance store helps more people find savings and solutions than any other. This is Sears. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer valid 8/25 to 9/8.
Flooring sale alert from Lumber Liquidators. For a limited time only, we're offering unheard of flooring deals at every local store. Get 20% off any laminate floor. Refinished hardwood from 99 cents a square foot. Beautiful bamboo from just $1.39. All hand-scraped flooring is on sale. Plus new deals added daily at every local store. Angus Special Extended Financing. Sale is going on now. Don't wait. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your local store today.
I just can't handle this scene anymore. I wish I could find someone who's compatible with me and my values.
Come now. Keep the flame of hope burning. All you need is a visit to Geico.com, the one website devoted to ease, savings, and the long-lost art of chivalry. We'll take you by the hand and escort you through a free rate quote, shower you with policy managing and bill-paying tools, throw our coats down in mud puddles to protect your shoes, unless you think that'd be weird. Is that weird? For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com.
Whew. 16 past the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Rich McFadden is at the controls in our studio in Washington. Ken Kessler monitoring your Facebook and Twitter input. I wonder how many people would like to reach out to Lisa Marie Lano. Lisa Lano is the resident psychic here on the Good Day program. She is a spirit medium, a paranormalist, a researcher, handwriting expert. Did you look at my handwriting when I was there visiting with you? I don't remember whether you did or not.
I don't think you wrote anything, did you?
I don't remember. I think I wrote you a check. I don't know that you can tell much from that.
You may have written me your email, but I'll tell you what. Write me something on a blank piece of paper, sign your name, and then scan it in, and I'll tell you all about yourself.
That'd be wonderful, except they don't have a scanner. I don't know where...
Well, take a picture of it and send it.
A picture? Really?
Yeah. Take a picture of what you are. Make sure it's unlocked.
Listen to this high-tech stuff, Richie. I'm going to take a picture of a note and send it. Why don't you get a fax machine like the good old boys did and go from there? All right, so anyway, Lisa has, as a matter of course, in her work as somebody who tunes into others, been pretty good at spotting fakers. And I suppose we could apply that to not only the people who are in your profession, because there are a lot of fakers in your profession, and that's what gives it a bad name, but there are also a lot of fakers in general. There are broadcasters who are fakers. There are girlfriends who are fakers. There are boyfriends who are fakers. There are, in any category, every school has its fakers. So how do you use what you have, and how can you teach other people to spot fakers?
Well, there's obviously, we could talk about going to a large event, but I'm focusing today on people that go to have a reading, like when you came to me.
Right. Okay. Somebody
and
that goes
I tell
to,
them that yeah. there's some things to look for. For example, one of the big no-nos is going to somebody, having them tell you that you have negativity around you. You know, they look for vulnerable
and pay
people.
Me $500 and I'll get rid of it.
Hey,
I love
exactly.
those guys. Yeah.
Feed you fear and then try to take it away.
All right, so who would be vulnerable? Well, you can tell by talking, let's say, to Richie and Kenny or other people you've talked to on the program. Anybody here vulnerable enough that they would spend, that they would follow somebody like that down that kind of a path? So who does that?
No.
Who follows? Who goes down that road?
Yeah, absolutely not. Nobody on your show would do something like that. But you get the, you know, you got to remember, too, they treat us like they're psychologists when they come for readings. So we know a lot about their personal lives. We know their issues. And a bad person will take advantage of that.
Well, there are a lot of people. I remember recently talking to a woman in New York who does the same sort of thing that you do, who is visible on radio there. And she said to me that there were, and I forget the term that she used, but we're talking about the same basic thing, the number of bad people who do this, that you know, can use all kinds of tricks because the world of therapy isn't working for the most part. People who go to see shrinks don't really get anywhere. And that's why the outreach to people like you, people who are mediums, people who are psychic, people who are very intuitive, they're doing more good, it would seem, or you could argue, than a lot of the professionally trained shrinks.
So I've heard.
Yeah.
The other big thing I like to tell people when it comes to mediumship is they'll say, tell my grandmother. Tell my grandmother I love her.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell them, you don't need me ever, ever, ever to tell your loved ones that you love them. You don't need me. And then I even tell them to, when they do say something, to sit back, close their eyes, or whatever, however they feel, and try to let an answer come to you. Maybe you'll smell their perfume, or maybe you'll just feel a warm sensation that they're around.
So that really happens? How would a perfume smell get through from somebody who's passed?
You know, I wish I knew that, but, I mean, I smell things usually, it's going to sound strange, but in my head. I do everything kind of virtual.
Mm-hmm.
So I may not literally smell lilac coming through, but I may smell it in the back of my head, in my mind, and say, oh, you know, did she have a lilac bush right outside the front? Used to put, you know, the lilacs in the vase, that kind of thing. So I just tell people to just sit and just contemplate for a minute and see what sensation you get from your loved ones. And it could just be nothing but a feeling of calm to know that they're with you. But I don't want them to think that they have to spend money to tell their loved ones they love them. You don't need
foolish.
That.
That's foolish. All right, stand by for a minute. I want to talk about the concept of time. You just made me think about something when you mentioned lilacs. Lisa Lano on Good Day.
This October, thousands of people from all corners of the world will descend upon Orem, Utah. But it's more than the fall colors or the snow-capped Wasatch Mountains that brings them. It's the semi-annual Great Utah Preparedness Expo at the Utah Valley University Event Center. It's the most unique preparedness event on Earth, with over 30 world-class lecturers giving over 50 presentations. Learn from experts about below-ground greenhouses, super winter survival, herbal medicine, bunker building, even urban evasion and escape tactics taught by SEAL Team trainers. These people are the very best, and they only get together twice a year at the Great Utah Preparedness Expo. There's also over 100 vendors selling very unique preparedness, emergency, and survival equipment, plus solar and alternative energy products. The semi-annual Great Utah Preparedness Expo, October 11th and 12th in Orem, Utah. Sponsored by Youngevity. For more, visit superprepfair.com. That's superprepfair.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
It's 23 after now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Lisa Lano is here. Her web is lisamlano2ns.com. She's here to help us understand where you ought to go and where you ought not to go if you choose to get people who are from her world that help people. And they, I think, do help immeasurably. It depends on what the questions are. It's sort of like, can you tell somebody that in 20 years they will marry person A? Is there, how do you tell what's going on? Is it always in the now, or is it, there's nothing of value from the past? You don't, if you haven't learned your lessons from the past, going back over them isn't going to fix anything. And right. And so we have this thing called time that I was thinking about as you mentioned the lilac trees. My mind immediately went to the lilac bushes that are outside my studio window here. I have beautiful lilac bushes, and each year the lilacs come out for about 10 days. You may be able to get 2 weeks out of them, and it's usually in early to mid-May. And I think about how luscious, and that's the greatest word I can think of, luscious lilacs. There's something about the lilac smell that sends me into any good place. It's always, it seems like, and I say this not to be facetious, the times, especially this last lilac season, there was something about love and lilacs. And maybe it's the alliteration of the L word, but I felt around the lilac smell more romantic. And anyway, the lilacs last for such a short period of time, and then I'm thinking, okay, well, it just seemed like a short period of time from the year before when we had lilacs, and now we're pretty much through the summer season. Fall begins in 3.5 weeks, and then the Farmer's Almanac comes out with his predictions for weather for the winter, and people are talking about how bad the Super Bowl is going to be, and I'm thinking, my God, hold on here for a second. What is going on? The time is going by so quickly. And you wonder about what that means in and of itself, never mind the other things that people ought to be aware of with regard to their own time. What's your concept of time, and how does it work when you're trying to help people understand what's going on in their lives?
Well, you asked if I could say 20 years from now you'll marry person A or B. Every psychic is here for a different reason, just like every doctor. You could have a heart specialist, a cancer specialist. You know, we're all a little bit different. And I feel that we are put here for different reasons by the universe, God, whichever words you choose to use. And I believe that we all have our own destiny. So if I tell somebody there's a tall, blonde, blue-eyed man out there for you, and I feel that you're going to meet him within 2 years, well, I'm probably seeing something real, but that doesn't mean that if this woman meets a handsome redheaded Irishman that she shouldn't be with him if that's what she feels. It just, to me, feels like, well, there is somebody else out there. If this other person for some reason doesn't work out, you do know there's somebody. But I feel that we each should have our own choices. I'm pretty much of a rebel, and I don't like people telling me something. So if somebody told me you're going to marry this blonde, blue-eyed man, I'd purposely go marry the redhead just to prove them wrong.
Well, but would it not work out? But then would it not work out with the redhead when it was seemed to be predicted, or it was written? I'm thinking about the Bible. It was written that this and that were supposed to happen. No. Were you meant to marry this other person?
Not necessarily, because I feel like, you know, we also change along our path. And should we, let's say, not learn our lesson and stay, I don't know, people that hang out with people who do drugs, let's say. We'll go to an extreme.
Yeah.
And I see this great man out there for this girl. But she doesn't want to change her lifestyle, and she continues to use drugs. And, well, that's never going to happen. You know, she can't say, well, you promised me this wonderful man a year from today, and I didn't get him. Well, you didn't change your life, so no, it's not going to happen. It just means it's out there for you.
Yeah.
But I do believe we have more control over our destinies than some psychics would like to let you think.
Interesting perspective. LisaMLano.com, two N's. Check her out. This is a great way to find out kind of what's going on, get a pulse of what's going on in your life. Lisa, thanks for being here. Good Day Time is 28 past the hour.
It's back. For tailgating or watching at home, Reynolds, Hefty, and Johnsonville brands have a game-time-winning lineup. Reynolds Wrap Foil, Reynolds Slow Cooker Liners, Hefty Waste Bags, Food Bags, Plates, and Cups, and the full juicy flavor of Johnsonville Brats. Fire up your grill and get those Johnsonville Brats cooking. Lay Reynolds Wrap Foil on the grill to help prevent the brats from burning and to make cleanup a snap. And for really easy cleanup, don't forget Hefty Waste Bags, Disposable Plates, and Cups. Reynolds, Hefty, and Johnsonville brands, the winning lineup this football season.
Because Susan switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her retirement account wants to bake her a chocolate cake. But it can't. It's a retirement account. It doesn't have the upper body strength to lift a cake pan into an oven. Switch to Geico, and every time you see the savings, you'll know your retirement account wants to bake you a chocolate cake. But remember, it can't. It's a retirement account. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
This is Mary, mother of three, walking through her front door right after she saved $93 back to school shopping at Kohl's.
What a feeling!
And this is Mary walking her dog in the rain.
I can't have it all, now I'm dancing for my life.
And this is Mary at the dentist.
Get the feeling of great savings on the brands your kids want for back to school at Kohl's Labor Day Savings 3-Day Sale, Thursday through Saturday. Kohl's, expect great things.
This Labor Day weekend, Guitar Center has life-changing deals throughout the store. One example, I thought you might. How about $100 off a full-size Martin acoustic guitar, now just $3.99. Or an AKG vocal mic, just $19. Elisa studio monitors, just $49 a pair. That's just $49 for a pair of studio monitors with a bass so powerful, you'll feel like an angry kangaroo is jumping on your chest in a good way. Experience this and more at
the GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared. Available only at hempusa.org. It's the first aid stick, and it's a must-have in any medical kit. With fast, chemical-free healing, the first aid stick stops bleeding, kills bacteria, is great for acne, insect bites, minor cuts and abrasions, will last for years, and is just $11.95. Everyone needs the first aid stick in their emergency kit. Call 888-910-4367. 888-910-4367. The first aid stick, only at hempusa.org.
Program. We want to post your school ideas, back to school tips, so you can check them out at Doug's Facebook page, which is facebook.com/Good Day Show. I am Doug, also known as Dudley. The Doug Steffen family includes Rich McFadden and Ken Kessler and Uri Geller in a few minutes. Before we get to that, though, I have found the ways to know if you and your other half are madly in love with each other. First, however, a college campus police officer in Upper New York State in trouble with the law himself for having sticky fingers. Reports are that the officer is named Steve Brody.
Yeah.
Of the Morrisville State College University Police Department, accused of stealing 24 donuts from the mini-mart over a month or two. Store allows police in uniform to have free coffee, but claims they have a video of this guy helping himself to the honey buns.
Oh.
So he's been cited for
free donuts,
petty larceny. No. Free coffee, no free donuts.
See, I know that's the deal at 7-Elevens, too.
Is it really?
Mm-hmm. They get free coffee.
Really?
So, but yeah, I mean, the beef jerky, let your hands off of it. The,
there's a Texas fellow who's in jail for sharing his food at an all-you-can-eat buffet. Dan Lipscomb in Atlanta, he and his girlfriend stopped at the Iron Skillet. Police say he ordered one plate for himself. Restaurant workers charged him for two plates because he shared his food with his other half. Reportedly, he refused to pay the extra $7 charge. Police arrested him and charged him with theft of services.
Yeah.
He admitted that his girlfriend ate a couple of bites from his plate. That seems kind of big.
Yeah, huh? Let me lay this on you.
Okay.
There are a lot of people who cheat at the buffet.
Yeah, really?
Okay.
Sure.
And I'm sure the restaurant.
Them.
Yeah.
Sure.
But we go to this sushi buffet near our house. It's on Saturdays and Sundays they do it. And every now and then we'll go there with some friends and we'll take the kids. And my wife will give my daughter some of the miso soup because she loves the miso soup.
Right.
And then sure enough, we see charged a miso soup for my daughter. Now, my daughter is the size of a peanut, and eats about one-third of the miso soup.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we've been going to this restaurant for years, know the owner, she's really nice, but still, all of the employees charge for the miso soup. And every single time we have to go, I'm not paying for it.
Really?
Yeah, it's just, but I definitely see where people cheat on the buffet.
Yeah, they do.
All right,
I see you as one of those people.
Me?
Yeah. I see you as a big buffet cheating kind of guy.
No, thank you, but no.
Yeah.
No. I do. I do enjoy the buffet. But I only go to the buffet by myself. I don't take other people to the buffet because most of the people I hang out with
don't want
to eat at the buffet.
Unless you're sticking it in your purse and taking it home.
No. But the people that I hang around with, they're not interested in going to the buffet. So I just go.
Really?
It's like they're going to the Waffle House. No, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I do that on my own. My own time.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I was about to say, don't sit there and tell me you're not a buffet kind of guy.
No, I like
know
the
better.
Oh, I love the buffet.
Yeah.
But this, you know,
the buffet
doesn't work often with the
when you take a date out.
The people that I hang around
see,
with.
That's why you need to get married, man. You can take your wife to the buffet. You can't take a date to the buffet.
And the thought had crossed my mind. All right. Here's the way to know if the woman in your life or the man in your life is madly in love with you. A couple of these things. I want to run through some of these with Uri when he gets here, too. Here's the first way you know that they are madly, deeply, truly taken with you. They return your calls and texts right away. Bingo. And they update their Facebook page by saying they're in a relationship. Bingo.
Oops.
They take lots of pictures with you and share them with their family and their friends.
Oh, I'm good there.
They give you things you treasure.
Yes.
They meet your major criteria for the ideal significant other.
I would never call myself ideal, but keep going.
They introduce you to their parents.
I'm good there.
Let's see. They stop playing games with you when you agree to become exclusive.
That's why I married my wife.
You weren't exclusive until that?
She was the first woman I ever dated that never played games. From day one, just straight up honest. Mm-hmm. No offense, but I never had to play games with her, and I was like, you know what?
Did you play games before?
Did I play games? Yeah. No, I can't. I'm too stupid. Mm-hmm. I'm not good at that.
No. They talk about your future together. These are the ideas. These are the ways you know whether or not your other half is madly in love with you.
I'm good.
Nothing stops them from being with you when they want to be with you when you're doing something like moving cows. Right? You got to know that somebody cares about you if they come with you when you're moving cows.
Mm.
They only have eyes for you in a room full of people. You're the only person they see.
Oh, come on now.
All right. You don't think that happens? Right.
Yeah,
I'm just going through the list.
Okay.
They will watch your favorite show with you even if they don't like it.
Yes, she will do that.
Yeah. They give you thoughtful gifts.
Yes.
They write you poetry and love notes.
Poetry, not so much.
Love notes.
Love
yes.
notes. Love text messages, yes.
Really? They look at you and it makes them smile.
Yes.
They make you laugh.
Laugh, actually. She doesn't look at me and smile. She looks at me and laughs.
They look deeply into your eyes.
Yes. What is that?
They tell you they're madly in love with you. You shouldn't have to guess about that, aren't they? They write meaningful messages in the cards they give to you.
She does.
They trust you enough to give you their bank account information.
that's where I have a little bit of an issue with my wife. She has bank accounts all over the world. I don't even know about.
You too?
Yeah.
What
isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
One day, 10 years into your marriage, you're just like, well, you know, I've got a little money in this account. And you're like, you never told me about that.
Yeah. But why? You know what? Maybe it's the day or the era that I'm in. I don't want to know anything about that. I don't. That's not why I'm with this person. What difference does it make whether they have big bank accounts, small bank accounts, unless they're going to become a dependent? If they're going to become a dependent, then I'm not interested in, and I don't want to be her dependent, and I don't want her to be my dependent. That just is my own twist on things.
You know how many billions or millions and millions and possibly billions of dollars get lost each year because somebody dies and their family.
Yeah, well, maybe in a drawer you've got the information of, you know, what to do, or you've got a lawyer if you got any money that knows what to do with it if something happens to you, but anyway, there are a couple of other things I want to go over when Uri gets here, which will be in just a moment. Uri Geller up next here on Good Day.
Flooring sale alert from Lumber Liquidators. For a limited time
only, we're offering unheard of flooring deals at every local store. Get 20% off any laminate floor. Refinished hardwood from 99 cents a square foot. Beautiful bamboo from just $1.39. All hand-scraped flooring is on sale. Plus new deals added daily at every local store. Angus Special Extended Financing. Sale is going on now. Don't wait. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your local store today.
Football season is here at last, and Walmart has low prices on everything you need for the perfect game time party. Like TGIF Honey Barbecue Chicken Bites, Wishbone Italian Dressing, great for marinating chicken, delicious Red Baron Classic Crust Pizzas, and more. Not to mention Walmart's low price guarantee backed by AdMatch. So keep score of your savings and keep your party going strong all season long. Save money, live better. Walmart. Walmart stores will match the price of any local competitor's printed ad for an identical product. Not applicable to Walmart.com. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Creeble.
When a bridge in the island of Kauai washed out, the state developed a two-year plan to replace it at a cost of $4 million. The problem was that an entire community, completely dependent upon summer tourism, could not survive being out of business for 2 years, while tourists had no access to that part of the island. So community leaders, looking through the lens of liberty, realized that they could take responsibility for their own situation. They raised local money, pooled their resources, and did the job themselves in only 8 days. Too often, we expect government to deal with problems we could deal with ourselves. Our belief in personal responsibility is part of what makes Americans unique. We believe in limited government because we can govern ourselves.
The Lens of Liberty is brought to you by the Vernon K. Creeble Foundation.
Hey, there's Ryan Seacrest. Now, when NBC asked me to host the biggest game show event ever, I assumed that they were exaggerating. Then they told me it's a quiz show that runs for a million seconds straight, 24 hours a day, from the heart of New York City. And you can play online for a chance to get on the show in prime time, where top players can win $10 a second. That's $36,000 an hour, $864,000 a day. It's the biggest prize in game show history. So I said, I'm in. The Million Second Quiz begins September 9th on NBC.
All right, here we have 17 and a half for the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Richie and Kenny and I are going to share some thoughts with Uri Geller. Uri, we've decided he's into mysticism, right? Isn't that where we...
He's a mystifier.
He is a mystifier.
Uri is the fire. Master promoter and has rebranded himself several times over the course of his career. Yeah. So now Uri is a mystifier. Isn't that right, Uri?
Yes. Where'd he go?
No, he's on the same phone.
Push the phone, the other phone. One phone,
there
a phone, B phone.
The mystifier, are you there?
Yep.
There he is.
There's a slight disturbance on the line.
A disturbance?
Yes, the NSA, Uri.
Really, they're listening to our conversation because you obviously are a problem, and we have to eradicate you, so we're going to listen to as much of this call as possible, and therefore you're going to be considered an enemy of the state, and we'll dispatch you. You won't be able to get into America when you come over in October. It's not going to happen. You're done. Finished. Finito. All
right. I got news for you, Mr. Steffens.
You might have a point there.
Uri is on the payroll of all of our secret government agencies.
Right.
They ask for his help whenever they need
so he can come anytime
something.
He wants. You have an American passport anyway, don't you? You still have an American passport.
I don't.
Oh, did you ever?
No, my children do, Daniel and Natalie, because they were born there.
Yeah.
But I never got an American passport. I was always there on a special visa.
Yeah.
And I actually enjoyed living in America very much until a relative of mine, a faraway relative called Clement Freud, who was directly related to Sigmund Freud, convinced me to come and live in England. And I after 10 years being in New York, I said, okay, let's turn a page. And we all, went to London and lived in London for a year and then found this country home I'm living in now on the banks of the River Thames.
But your kids have British accents, right?
That's because they grew up in England.
Yeah, well, they grew up in England, and my son is an attorney, and he just told me that yesterday he was interviewed by a law firm, and the chief lawyer asked him, are you related to Uri Geller, and can you read minds?
That's a nice quality to have in court.
All right, so I was going through a list of of things. And you're always very good at this because you're matter of fact about it. Sometimes when you ask people about the reasons that they care about the other person they're with, I don't know that I was thinking about Hannah or your wife necessarily.
Well, it's funny you mention this, Doug, because Uri posted a picture, and they posted this just this weekend on his Facebook page. My wife still makes me laugh, and then a picture of him laughing very hard.
With Hannah.
And he said, here's the proof.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Hannah is, in my mind, the ideal wife for you. She doesn't take any of your guff, and she's very matter of fact about things, but yet she still knows what you like about her or what you want her to be. It's a rather, I find it an interesting a very intriguing connection. I know you well enough to know that she is somebody who's touched your heart. I'm betting that you've had other women have touched your heart, but not the way Hannah has touched your heart. So, and the fact that you've stayed together where there are plenty of people who are celebrities just don't last. You're a different kind of celebrity. It was interesting. Michael Douglas and Catherine Zeta-Jones apparently have gone their separate ways. You kind of could have seen that coming. Is it tougher as I look through this list of things that people do for one another when they are in love? It's very interesting. Do you think people who are well known go through the same stuff? And here are a couple of the things that are on this list, Richie, Uri. They try not to wake you up when you're sleeping. They help you quit bad habits because your health means a lot to them. They compliment you often. They say, I love you regularly. Now, is that what does that mean? The words, I love you, can be interpreted in all kinds of different ways, can it not? Or is there only one way when I say, you say it all the time to me, and I say it to you, I love you. Obviously not in the same sense that I would say it to a woman that I care deeply about. But is there, what is the force behind those words?
Well, you know, Doug, whenever you say to someone, I love you, or my love to you, many of my emails, when I answer my hundreds of emails every month, sometimes I just sign them by Love Uri.
Uh-huh.
And that's very kind of personal, and it's kind of touching and emotional. But when you are with one person for so long, you know, I've been now with Hannah for over 40 years, our love, the bond between us, manufactures happiness, and happiness is a very, very powerful and important energy. Happiness is always there, and underneath the anger and despair that you have, you find happiness. And happiness loves to happen. So when you are in love or you love something, there is a kind of an energetic happiness created around you. And that's a very good feeling. You know what a feeling it is to be happy, to laugh.
Yep.
And you know, when I put that picture on Facebook and on Twitter, I had an incredible response. I couldn't believe how many people left messages. You know, I leave all kinds of bizarre and strange and unusual pictures on my Facebook. But this one was, you know, just people sent messages. They're all of the messages were positive.
Yeah.
And it just shows you that many of us maybe lack that love, or we lack that happiness. And we are, many people out there who are right now listening to us are loveless. They have no one in life. They have no partners. They're looking for a partner. They want to be happy. They want to love someone. They want to be loved back.
Mm-hmm.
So it's great if you can say to your wife, to your friends, to your brother, to your father, to your mother, to your sister, everyone, I love you. You mention that 3, 4, 5 times a week, and that creates an energy.
Yeah, it is all about energy, isn't it? Uri Geller here. Check out his website, URIGELLER. Very profound. Uri Geller here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. It's 10 before the hour.
Wish summer would last forever? Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 30% on paints and stains during the Endless Summer Sale, August 25th through September 2nd. With colors like Picnic, August Moon, and Pressed Flower, you'll be surrounded by summer long after the leaves have changed. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save 30% today. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
No matter what happens in life, I will always be there for my brothers. Through thick and thin, we're blood.
Except if I crush them in fantasy football, then they can cry over my untouchable roster that says, talk to me next season. Blood's thick and thin.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Afraid of anything. He attracts happiness and success wherever he goes. It's Warren Eckstein here to talk about your pet. I thought we were going to use some of Warren's corny music, Richie, for this.
Well, this is one of them.
This isn't that corny, though, is it?
Come on now.
Well,
come on, baby, let me feel that rumble up. Like monkeys and parrots.
Okay, all right. We have a couple of stories here. The School for Dogs, and there's a cat video film festival that Warren wants to tell us about. I can hardly wait. I can hear all the kittens around the country purring already. So Warren Eckstein on pets coming right up here on Good Day.
Geico presents a man who just saved on his motorcycle insurance.
What up? Evan here. Question. You like apples? I'll get to that in a minute. First, check out my motorcycle. Flames? Yep. Saddlebags? Yep. Room for two? Negatory! Sorry, ladies. I ride solo. Now, wait for it. How you like them apples? Aw, don't cry. Insuring this beast was crazy easy. Called Geico and boom, saved enough to buy a sidecar. Now, if you dry your tears, I might just let you ride in it.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Flooring sale alert from Lumber Liquidators. For a limited time only, we're offering unheard of flooring deals at every local store. Get 20% off any laminate floor. Refinished hardwood from 99 cents a square foot. Beautiful bamboo from just $1.39. All hand-scraped flooring is on sale. Plus new deals added daily at every local store. Angus Special Extended Financing. Sale is going on now. Don't wait. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your local store today.
Time now for Warren to explain. He's here to explain himself. That's a Cat Video Film Festival. Who would be silly enough to be interested? Probably millions of people, right?
I have you front row tickets for next year, by the way.
Thank you very much.
Not to worry.
Meow, 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 meow. All right, so what happens at the Cat Video Film Festival?
Well, it happens in Minneapolis. Last year, over 10,000 people attended and spent literally a lot of time watching different videos of cats, and they have categories like funny and serious, and it's a great thing, I think, for people that really love their cats. And, you know, there's a lot of cat lovers out there that are kind of in the closet, but this is a way for them to come out and really enjoy what they enjoy, and that's the. I think it's a great.
Can you imagine sitting in that audience? Can you imagine? Here's what that is.
Now, come on, admit it, guys. Doug, if that was a bovine festival, film festival, you would be there in a minute.
I would.
There you go.
And the award would be cow flops.
There was
you're crazy.
There was a, and Warren, you've hit it spot on. Doug, the most popular genre of video on YouTube are cat videos.
Really?
That's it.
More than dog videos.
Yes. Yes, cat videos are more popular than dog videos, but puppy and small animal videos in general. And the other day, somebody was circulating a happy cow video for these cows who it's their first time in the pasture in the spring,
yep.
And they were just going crazy, hopping and jumping all around. People love animal videos.
You know what? It's a way of making kind of fun of ourselves and the way we feel about them, and I think it's a great idea. I think that as long as the videos are done properly and they're done, you know, humanely, I think it's a great idea that people enjoy them, and it benefits the pets because people get closer to them that way as well.
All right, we have a story at DougStephan.com we posted this week about Anna Jane Grossman, who read an article on the website The Owl, AWL, about a teenage girl who was building up her resume for college. Was struck by one detail. Among the descriptions of organic ibex farming and studying Chinese, she was teaching her dog how to use an iPad. The School for Dogs in New York trains dogs to use iPads. Now, have you been to this school? Do you know these people?
I don't know them. It's great PR. That's what I think it is. And the bottom line is this. In other words, if we start letting our dogs and cats use iPads, what's next for them? Sitting around watching Joe Dirt as a movie? Come on. We have to keep their minds occupied, and sitting around that way is not... I mean, I understand...
What's wrong with Joe Dirt? That's a great movie.
As we're sitting in my office, I have a full photo. I'm gonna put it on Facebook of Joe Dirt of the movie signed by him. So it's a great... It's my favorite movie in the whole world. I just admitted that on the radio. Yeah. But anyway... much better than Gone with the Wind. Anyway, from that perspective, though, you need to understand that people's relationship with pets is so close that they want them to do everything we do. What's the point of having your dog use an iPad? Just tell me.
I have no answer.
My thoughts, exactly.
Imagine what you'd use an
Great
iPad.
Great for public relations, but, you know, my iPad, and I don't chew on my dog's bones. We have a deal.
Really? No iPad for Warren's dog, and he doesn't get the bone.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.